these negative afflictions, our pride, our jealousy, our anger, our attachment, and our ignorance, they caused us so many problems, so much suffering, this life, previous lifetimes. And when they take over, when we're entertaining them or they're dominating our mind, then we stop seeing things logically. Our mind becomes very narrow instead of being really vast and accommodating. And when they take over, people may have been kind to us for months, for years, maybe even most of our life. However, when these emotions take over, we disregard all of that kindness that they have shown us, that they have given us, and we often treat them or say things to them that really are not really nice. We may really hurt them or disregard them even. All of that kindness that they showed us is just forgotten. And wherever you go, your mind follows. It goes with you and the state of your mind. Many of us have moved sometimes from city to city, from place to place, or even from country to country. Many of our material things we leave behind, some we can take with us. Our body, for this life, it'll carry on, it'll go with us. However, when we die, we leave our body behind as well, but our mind will still go with us. And although we may be in new places, those habits of ours are still there. They're just waiting for that opportunity to arise again. Maybe for a while we feel much better in a new place. However, our attachment, our anger, or our pride, or our jealousy at some stage arises again and then causes us all sorts of unhappiness and problems and maybe hurts or harms others as well. And while we might try and reorganize our external environment, our world around us, to be happier, really most of our happiness is determined by the state of our mind. It's very difficult to transform, to change the whole world. But what we can do is we can change ourselves. And when we change ourselves, the world around us really also starts to change. It's like if we want to travel around the world, and there's many sharp objects, many thorns maybe. If we try to cover the world with leather, it's an impossible or near impossible task. However, if we just make ourselves a few pairs of shoes with a little bit of leather, then we can walk nearly anywhere, wherever we want to go. Similarly, instead of trying to transform and change everybody else in the way they act, in the way they speak, change yourself. Transform your own afflictive emotions. Develop. Cultivate those positive qualities. And wherever you go, they will follow you. They will go with you.